On campus at Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C 101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Soundard here on C 101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're featuring our final show of the Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra series that we have been presenting since September. This is part four. Here on part four, we are featuring albums or tracks that we haven't played on the show in the other three parts. And that includes music from three discs that Korngold produced that were dedicated to actors, not just the film composers. And he put together three CDs for the wonderful actors and actresses such as Errol Flynn, Betty Davis, and Humphrey Bogart. And we will hear music from all three of those CDs in just a moment, or during this hour. We'll also be listening to music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold from another Eric Wolfgang Korngold compilation disc, and we'll hear music from Elizabeth and Essex and the Sea Wolf in our last hour. Then we're going to hear a disc that was actually produced by Charles Gerhardt and was conducted by David Raxon as he conducted his own film scores. And we'll hear music from Laura, Forever Amber, and The Bad and the Beautiful. And we'll end off today's program with what I consider to be one of the greatest film scores of all time, The Adventures of Robin Hood, which comes off the disc that we're going to play for you right now. During this first suite, we're going to be listening to music to three films that starred Errol Flynn. Now, Errol Flynn was quite possibly one of the biggest film stars in the 30s and the 40s. I mean, if you think about it, he was the action-adventure hero of the Golden Age, something like an action star such as Harrison Ford now. Errol Flynn became a huge star with his third film, Captain Blood, in 1935, and basically became typecast as a swashbuckler and made several such films, including The Adventures of Robin Hood in 1938, which is widely regarded as the best film of this genre and is acknowledged as a Hollywood classic. He also worked in such films as Dodge City in 1939, The Seahawk in 1940, and The Adventures of Don Juan in 1948. That's what we're going to start right now is basically at the tail end of Errol Flynn's career with the swashbuckler, The Adventures of Don Juan, which featured a spectacular swashbuckling score by legendary composer Max Steiner. And it features themes upon themes. And the main theme, well, I'm sure that Eric Wolfgang Korngold would have been very proud of this theme and score by Max Steiner. We're then going to listen to music from Captain Blood, as I said, which is the film that made Errol Flynn a star in 1935 and was basically Eric Wolfgang Korngold's first ever film score. And we're going to listen to a very, very, very short piece called Ship in the Night. It's only a couple of minutes in length. And then we're going to move on to a sequence in the film called Objective Burma, and we're going to hear an exciting cue called Parachute Drop from Franz Waxman's score. And now here is music from The Adventures of Don Juan, with music by Max Steiner, Captain Blood, with music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold, and Objective Burma, with original score by Franz Waxman. This all comes off a disc called The Classic Film Scores of Errol Flynn, featuring the National Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by Charles Gerhardt.
Thank you.
That was music by Franz Waxman from the film Objective Burma. That was The Parachute Drop. You also heard in there a short piece from Captain Blood with original score by Eric Wolfgang Korngold. That was his first ever film score. And you also heard in there an extended suite from Max Steiner's score to The Adventures of Don Juan. This all comes off an album called The Classic Film Scores of Errol Flynn, featuring the National Philharmonic Orchestra and Charles Gerhardt. This album was recorded in November of 1974, available on the RCA Victor label. We have to take a quick break, and when we return, we'll listen to music from the films of Bette Davis. We also have lined up music from the films of Humphrey Bogart, and during our last hour, we'll hear music by composer Eric Wolfgang Korngold, as well as music by David Raxon, and we'll end off today's program with a rousing piece of music from The Adventures of Robin Hood. You're listening to our tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt on C101.5 FM. We'll be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the radio station with diversity. This is C101.5 FM.
Back to Cinematic Sound here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're listening to music conducted by Charles Gerhardt, performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra as part of their classic, or RCA Victor's classic film score series. During this hour, we're listening to music from films that featured actors. Charles Gerhardt produced three of these albums featuring the works from Errol Flynn, Bette Davis, and Humphrey Bogart. We're now on to the classic film scores from films of Bette Davis, who was born in Lowell, Massachusetts. And Bette Davis was renowned for her intense, forceful persona and artistic versatility during a career that spanned six decades and almost 100 films, such as Now Voyager, The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, Mr. Skeffington, All About Eve, Juarez, and many others. She was the co-founder of the Hollywood Canteen with John Garfield and is one of the most respected divas of cinema's golden age. Davis is remembered for her tremendous screen presence and portrayals of strong women. Her equally turbulent off-screen life included stormy marriages, affairs, and legendary battles with both male studio bosses and other actresses. Alternatively referred to as the Queen of Hollywood and the First Lady of America's Screen and the fourth Warner Brother, Davis held the record for most Oscar nominations at 10 for Best Actress until bested by Katharine Hepburn at 12 Academy Award nominations. Davis was the first woman to serve as president of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, as well as the first actress to receive a Lifetime Achievement Award in 1977 from the American Film Institute. And, of course, in 1999, the AFI voted her the second greatest female legend of all time, second to Katharine Hepburn. Most of the scores for Bette Davis films were composed by Max Steiner, and we have two examples for you of Max Steiner's brilliance. And especially, Max Steiner almost created the sound for Bette Davis films, and Charles Gerhardt even mentioned that within the liner notes, that there was a Bette Davis sound. What we're going to feature for you first is music from the film Dark Victory, and Bette Davis plays a character of a wealthy woman, and she's living a lavish lifestyle. And unfortunately, tragedy strikes in the form of a brain tumor. Now, by the time Max Steiner scored this film in 1939, he had already been in Hollywood for 10 years, with more than 100 screen credits to his name. The score to Dark Victory is a deeply textured score featuring catchy, happy themes, which basically goes with the lavish and happy lifestyle that Bette Davis's character lives before the tumor. But then these happy themes clash with tragic themes, which produces an eerie effect in the film, especially as Bette Davis's character goes blind because of the brain tumor. We'll have an extended suite of music from this film for you starting this set off. We'll then move on to a film called All This in Heaven 2. This is one of Max Steiner's most famous scores. And this is another richly melodic score by Max Steiner. And in all honesty, this is the type of film score that Steiner loved to write, a romantic European costume drama. This is a lush French-influenced score that is classy and thematic. And again, we have a lengthy suite of music to present for you. And now music from the films of Bette Davis featuring original scores by Max Steiner for Dark Victory and All This and Heaven 2, with music performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra and conducted by Charles Gerhardt.
Thank you.
music from the film All This and Heaven 2. We also heard in there music from Dark Victory, both scores composed by Max Steiner, and they come off an album called Classic Film Scores for Bette Davis, available on the RCA Victor label, featuring the National Philharmonic Orchestra and Charles Gerhart as conductor. Also available on this album, you get music from Now Voyager, Mr. Skeffington, In This Our Life, All About Eve, Jezebel, Beyond the Forest, Juarez, and many others. You're listening to Cinematic Sound heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. And on today's program, we're featuring our last show of our four-part series to the late conductor Charles Gerhart and his fabulous re-recordings, film score re-recordings, with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Last album we're going to feature for you this hour comes again from another actor-based or influenced album. This is the classic film scores for Humphrey Bogart, who, of course, is one of, I guess, the world's most iconic actors. He's a legendary actor that still has influenced actors many years after his death. And the American Film Institute in 1999 named Bogart as the greatest male star of all time. Now, Bogart typically played smart, playful, courageous, tough, occasionally reckless characters living in a corrupt world yet anchored by an inner morale code. He was also able to play characters with flaws and weaknesses that led to their destruction. His most notable films include Were No Angels in 1955, Angels with 30 Faces in 1938, The Maltese Falcon, Casablanca, The Big Sleep, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, Key Largo, The African Queen, which he won an Academy Award for Best Actor in a Leading Role, and The Caine Mutiny in 1954. In all, he appeared in 75 feature motion pictures. What we're going to feature for you from this album called Classic Film Scores for Humphrey Bogart, we're going to listen to music to two of the most famous films of all time, Casablanca and The Treasure of Sierra Madre. With Casablanca, the original score was composed by Max Steiner, again another Max Steiner score, and his music is reminiscent of the movie's setting, which is French North Africa, and that kind of sound is interplayed with the melodies and rhythms that evoke the desert and alien cultures of the region. Steiner also interpolated the French national anthem, and of course he reluctantly added the As Time Goes By song into his score, even though he hated the song. Warner Brothers said that song has to stay in the movie, so Max Steiner managed to use a little bit of that within his score, even though he didn't like it. He also used snippets of the Germany's national anthem in the score, and it's actually a very, very good score by Max Steiner, and of course he employed the leitmotif style of composing, where every single character and location receives its own theme, so it's a thematically rich score. We'll also be listening to music from The Treasure of the Sierra Madre. And between 1936 and 1965, Max Steiner composed music for over 175 films at Warner Brothers. And in 1948, he scored the John Huston-directed classic. And with this film score, he decided to go against what he usually does with his films, and that is use the leitmotif way of scoring, which is what he did in Casablanca, where he would give themes to all of the characters. But since the close physical proximity of the three prospectors in the film, Dobbs, Howard, and Curtin, Steiner composed one theme, the partner's theme, that would represent the group of men in the film, and other themes were linked to ideas rather than characters, such as madness, storm, gold, and many other different ideas in the film. So an interesting way for Max Steiner to go against his style, but yet still compose a thematic score. And now here are two suites from Casablanca and The Treasure of the Sierra Madre, all off the album called Classic Film Scores of Humphrey Bogart, again featuring the National Philharmonic Orchestra and conductor Charles Gerhart.